Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Today the film Brooklyn's Finest hits theaters nationwide. It's the latest film from Training Day's director Antoine Fuqua, and it follows three cops who are forced to make some impossible decisions during tense moments in their lives and then live with the consequences of those decisions. The all-star cast includes Richard Gere, Ethan Hawke, Wesley Snipes, Ellen Barkin, and Don Cheadle, who stopped by our studio along with Antoine Fuqua to speak with me and John Hockenberry. John asked the director how they got this indie film made outside the normal studio system.
Well, basically, you know, we had to go out and raise the money, but the key was to get the actors. I mean, the guy that wrote the script's a first-time writer, so it was a difficult time to find the money in this sort of film.
He's a former subway worker, right?
Yeah, he worked at the subway. Yeah, he was still working there while we were shooting, actually.
Yeah. Not so former at the time.
Yeah, well, he knew the scene and the setting. And really, in some ways, the making of this film was also a guerrilla filmmaking around the three boroughs of New York where it was shot. Tell me some of the stories of how you took these very famous actors into these settings and tried to shoot on the fly.
Mm. Well, I mean, I had to go up there a month ahead of time and have a few meetings. I had to meet with the so-called gang members and, you know, all that, the police. And some of the police basically said, if you go in there, you're on your own. And they were dead serious about that. And when they finally did give us the permission to go in there, once they found out who all the actors were, they added a lot of cops. I had to pay some of the gang members some money and keep them working with us. And they helped. And the Nation of Islam. Because we had, you know, obviously all these great actors in this area. But they embraced them. They were great. They helped. You know, they have opinions about
sure, you
know, authenticity. I mean, you know, for me, that's the only way to make the movie.
Well, actor Don Cheadle, does that add to the authenticity of doing a scene in a situation where you know you've had to negotiate your presence, where you're really in the place where something like this would occur?
Yeah, I mean, I was very appreciative to have the ability to work in the area where, you know, we were depicting in the film, and I thought that it was a testament to Antoine's ability and the entire staff around Antoine to kind of work with the community and get us to a place where, you know, I never felt that I was in danger. I know people said it was a dangerous place to be, and it can be at times, depending on when and where, but I never felt in danger. I felt it really lent itself to helping the film.
Well, you play a character named Tango. Right?
Yeah.
He's an undercover cop. He's desperate to get off the streets and to get a real job, right?
Yeah.
Here's a clip.
You get in touch with Alyssa.
She sent these, the divorce papers. You know, I got some lawyers' names in there for you, a list of them. And got the department taking care of everything for you, okay?
I want my life back, Bill.
I can see that. And I'm working on it.
Please. Work harder.
So in order to get your promotion, Tango, and to save his marriage, to basically get his life back, you've got to make an impossible decision.
Yeah, he's got to look at the proposition of turning over his man, Kaz, played by Wesley Snipes in the film, making him a target of his investigation and taking him down. And this is someone who, like Tango, is saying, I want out. I don't want to be in the game anymore. The game is, there's no future in it, and he wants to be gone. So it's a tough position to be in where you have to take down the, you know, this guy who helped my character in prison and kind of saved my life, and now he's got to go if I want to get out.
Everybody wants to get out in this movie, right?
Everyone's yeah. Under pressure, some sort of pressure. I mean, Tango in particular, his pressure is, you know, the friendship. Getting his wife back, getting his life back is what he wants the most. He's a guy that believed in the administration and the system. He was a good cop, and he walks that fine line because he's in the world as an undercover cop, and he has to walk that fine line. One of the things we discovered in making his movies is a police officer's biggest fear is the administration. You make one false move, and you find yourself on the other side of the law. Internal affairs is all over you. So here's a guy that's done everything right, paid his dues. He's under extreme pressure, and he sees himself beginning to psychologically break. And he's begging this guy to get him out of this situation so he can get his life back.
Do you embrace these moral dilemmas, Don Cheadle? I mean, you're in Hotel Rwanda, okay? morally overwhelming choices there in this movie, yet also, you know, all the Ocean 11 movies, not a lot of morality there.
No, they're with it there. He's with the criminality there, 100%. You know, and it was funny because I had just come off of the film Traitor, and Antoine and I spoke a lot about a lot of the similar themes. You know, this character who's got this duplicitous nature about him and is a mask within a mask, and how do we play that, and what are the beats that are similar, what are the beats that are different, and really that was a source of a lot of the conversations that Antoine and I had about how to play this, and who does he hold counsel with, and when do we get to see who he really is. And it's one of those situations where what we discovered when we were working on Traitor is that, you know, the audience is the only person who knows as much in those scenes as Tango knows. So really, your contract is with the camera in a way, and how do we shoot this so that we can really see what's going on inside of Tango that these other characters in the scene can't see.
Which means you can't know how it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They yeah.
Which means the script writer is just one piece of the movie making.
Oh, yeah. That's just a blueprint.
Well, audiences will know how it turns out when they actually go to see the movie. And there actually is an extraordinary twist in the film. We don't want to give it away. You'll never guess who's left standing in Brooklyn's Finest. That's all. Don Cheadle, thanks so much. Star of Brooklyn's Finest, Hotel Rwanda, and all the Ocean's 11 movies. And
the
various
upcoming Iron Man movie.
That's right.
Well?
That's right.
Yeah, I play a similar duplicitous character in that. I'm going to do a whole range of duplicitous characters.
Now, you're not getting tagged as duplicitous John Cheadle, are you?
I want to. I don't know if I can do
he
it.
He could be lying to
looking
us right
for,
now.
I am, actually.
Looking for a brand, yes. In the latter stages of his career, Antoine Fuqua, director of Brooklyn's Finest and Training Day. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That was director Antoine Fuqua and Don Cheadle talking to us about their new movie, Brooklyn's Finest. It's out today.
Now, before we go, Celeste, we need an answer to your trivia question.
Yeah, right. Only two cop movies have won Best Picture at the Oscars in the last 50 years. What were they? First, In the Heat of the Night.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
And second, more recently, The Departed.
Costello was my informant.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. It's The Takeaway.